flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B-Mitch, Stallion just told me he's swamped for the next couple weeks. What do you think he's doing?
Nothing. Drinking mimosas, sure, with a bunch of dudes.
Just drinking mimosas with dudes is what Stallion's up to.
What are you doing?
What do you can tell us, Stallion, from Grant Danny, Ryan Clary. What do you got, the Locked On podcast, Locked On Nats?
I mean, there's a lot going on in my life, I will say. I'm actually moving a friend next week.
That's so, your fault.
I have to do that on Saturday and Sunday, and he's paying me, I will say.
So if he's paying,
some friend
cool.
You are.
I know, yeah. I mean, yeah.
If you were really a friend, you wouldn't charge him.
I should have. I really should have, honestly. But I mean, I'll take the money. It's like, I think he's paying me like $150 and probably in some beers as well. I mean, it's not like an easy move. Like, this is like
so this is what you're swamped with, is having to move a buddy next weekend?
Next week, I am moving a buddy. That's next weekend. And then 2 weekends from now, it's obviously the Super Bowl. I'm down to go out that Saturday because you guys said you're like, hey, pick a spot. We'll take you out drinking with Max. I'll do Saturday before the Super Bowl or Friday, wherever. I don't care.
Well, I'm gonna just tell you, I never said I was gonna be hanging out with
a big check, and I'll be there. I promise.
I mean, this just sounds so fishy. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Well, you don't see him looking at you smiling in your damn face.
Exactly. Because
you know I'm not showing up, which is you order mimosas.
I'm not gonna order mimosas. I mean, I'll order mimosas if we want to order mimosas.
No, that's why I'm not coming, because
Brian,
I know
has
you do.
An irrational hatred for mimosas.
I got irrational hatred for men that sit together with men ordering mimosas.
I remember it was like one of the first things when I worked in the show. I was like, oh yeah, like we went out for mimosas, and Brian was like, you got a mimosa?
No. You didn't.
You sent the video
of you and your boy sitting at a park bench drinking mimosas.
I mean, it was a good time.
Hate
it
me
was
too,
a great
man.
Time, in fact.
Huh?
You I said, hate
out.
Me too. It ain't nothing wrong with no mimosas, Ryan. You good,
no,
bro.
No. You did not hear it. It's a whole stipulation. You probably with a chick.
All the boys say, hey,
it was him and four dudes. No, I'm not doing that.
I don't know, man. Mimosas are good, and Bloody Marys are pretty good.
Mimosas are good with your lady, not with your four dudes.
Well, yes, but Brian, it's bottomless mimosas. You're paying like $10 to have unlimited champagne. That's the point of it.
The champagne is probably worth a dollar.
I don't care. I used to drink Andre. Remember, I used to drink Andre from 7-Eleven. It was like $6 a
pop. You probably still do.
Where were we? I think it was the Detroit at the Lions game. Andre was like the official champagne of the Detroit Lions. Like, they had signs up in the stadium. I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
No, it was real.
Andre's legit, man. I think you guys sleep on Andre champagne. That is my thing. I go to 7-Eleven. It's all dusty. No one buys it.
Have fun.
Guess what I do?
Have fun.
I will.
I will let you do that. Make sure when you
good to see you,
when you go get that drink, order something more expensive than Andre. If JP and I pay for it, you got to order something more expensive.
If you guys are paying, no problem.
Yeah. We'll be there to pay it at the end of the tab.
We'll be there by like 9:30, 10.
If you don't see us, just pay for it. We'll pay you back.
This sounds sketchy, but all right.
Here it is, and this should not be a surprise. We talked about this earlier in the program. David Blau has requests from the Jets and Jaguars to interview for their quarterback coaching jobs, as well as a request from the Bears for the passing game coordinator.
We expected it.
This, yep.
One thing I'm not going to get up in arms about, someone getting a better opportunity. Like, everyone gets into this thing to eventually try to get a head coaching job if they can move to it. And if you think if someone's going to – look, there's not going to be a lifetime assistant anymore. It doesn't happen like that. So I'm cool with it. And when you look at the way this team is constructed on the coaching staff, they probably have somebody they already feel can step right in. Keep moving.
So this morning I wrote an article for the NBC Washington website talking about all the next steps that are coming. And the top one is the coaching stuff. You didn't lose Cliff, but you're going to lose other assistants. It's inevitable. I asked DQ about it earlier in the week. He said, yeah, we're prepared. We built a big staff. We'll take it as it comes. And there's not much else. There's really not much else Washington can do, right? You can't, to your point, B, one, you're not allowed to, if a coach gets an opportunity at a promotion with another team.
Can't stop it.
You're not allowed to block it. And two, I would add, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you know a guy's taking a bad job or you know a guy's walking into something that will end up getting him fired or something. Like, if you want to impart some knowledge along the way, cool.
That's cool.
But as humans, we should never try to stunt someone else's growth.
I'm with that.
It's one of the things I really hate when I see.
I'll get you one thing. I look at this. Well, every time we've heard anyone discuss the great relationship with Jaden Daniels all year, who did they say?
Honestly, a bunch of people.
For the most part, it's been Cliff. And I understand that there are people who are head quarterback coaches, assistant coaches. Ultimately, it comes down to when Jaden and Cliff sit there and come up with a plan of what he likes the most, that relationship is probably vitally and more important than anything out there. Cliff is still here.
Agree. I'm not saying this ruins anything. Over the course of the year, Jaden has talked about Blau. He's talked about Tavita Pritchard, who's still here, Brian Johnson. He talked about Sam Hartman, Jeff Driscoll, Marcus Mariota, like all these people. You know what's interesting? When we talk about the free agent that needs to be back, I believe Mariota was a one-year deal too.
Yeah.
And, dude, when he played, he was
good.
Really good.
He was good.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent. So, obviously, this Blau thing, I think that's going to move and move fast. We'll see what happens. So the four things I wrote about were coaches, got to be ready. You got a bunch of your own in-house free agents. You get a little runway on that, yeah. Right? Like, only you can talk to them until the middle of March if you want to talk to them.
I don't think you need to bring in 35 more new people this year.
No, right.
You know, it could go down a little bit.
Right. You and I think, are pretty much agreement as far as you got to spend in free agency, but you don't necessarily have to spend the absolute top, particularly at wide receiver.
You don't have to spend every dollar.
And then I think they really got to work on the trenches, particularly edge rush, run defense on the edge. But that doesn't mean, again, like, identify the right guys for your system and try to maybe get multiple guys rather than sign, like, there's talk of Trey Hendrickson becoming available or something, right? Yeah. Like, he's a heck of a player. Maybe he helps you, but maybe he doesn't.
Let's just say this. Whoever you get, make sure they hit. Because that's been a problem with around here sometimes.
You're right.
They get people and they don't hit. But last year they got people, they hit. So if you can keep doing that, that makes a world of difference.
And I have one bonus. There's one other thing. This is an off the field, but I think an easy fix. And I'm going to lean on my man Jeff a little bit here as the resident musician for the program. I want to be super crystal clear. This is not about the name. This is not about the logo. This is not about anything. I'm not talking rebranding. Oh, I'm not talking anything, right? Like, you know what my daughter told me before I left for Philly? She's like, yeah, Daddy, I used to really miss the old name, but now I just want them to win. And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
If they change the name, keep the name, bring in eight more names. I don't care. This is not about any of that. But what is undeniable, and some of it is simple, the old name was two syllables, Redskins. The new name is three syllables, Commanders. And in turn, they messed the fight song up. Like, here's what I want. You don't need to pump the lyrics in the stadium. People are going to sing what they're going to sing anyway. There are adults in there. But play the music of the old song so that it doesn't sound messed up when they get to the chorus. Jeff, you're the musician here. By adding the syllable, doesn't it inherently change the melody?
No, it doesn't, because you can have multiple flows on a beat. The beat is the beat, you know? But it do, when you have people singing a song that's usually that use hair to the da da.
Right.
Now they're going hair da 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 da. It's like,
just say hey to the Manders.
It's like they just rushing it.
Say Manders. I watch people call them Manders all year.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah, they
just play the original
beat.
Song.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that beat is so much like the weird, slower, jazzy chorus part. Just go back. Yo, don't play the words. Just play the music and let the people sing what they want. But this team now is scoring a lot. Like, it's dope. People are singing that damn song. Play the good one that flows. Not the, like, the rebrand has had highs and lows. And now I think most people that aren't in this for, like, BS political reasons are past the name stuff, right? Whether it comes or goes, I don't know. And frankly, I just don't have attention. I don't have, like, a bandwidth for it. But like when I hear the song and then I hear, like, you know, have you ever been at a birthday party? This is more for little kids, but like if you're at a birthday party and it is like for my daughter, for Ainsley's birthday, we did a birthday with her and her friend Rosie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody's singing, everybody knows the song, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And then like half the crowd doesn't know which name to say first. And so you get this, like, happy birthday, dear Ainsley, because nobody knows exactly what to sing. Like, that's what's happening with this song. So just bring back the original beat, and then if people say Redskins or Manders is a good idea, or Commanders, you jam it all in there, at least it's all on time.
I love you to death, bro, but y'all putting too much thought into this crap right now.
I think this is so easy.
This is too much of a stretch. I mean, I don't give a damn what they say, what they play. They scored a touchdown is where my concern is. And normally where we sit, we don't hear the damn song anyway.
We hear it in the press box. It's right there.
It's
you're
outside.
In a suite, dog.
It's outside, though. In the suite, we have the windows open. In the press box, they have no windows open, so you don't hear much of nothing.
I just think it's an easy fix. And
I
it's
think
not
it's
about...
a fix that we shouldn't even be concerned about right now. That's how we get to these conversations sometimes in the offseason, that we go, oh, and then later on we talk about stuff. Man, we waste all that time. That's a waste of time.
Then what's your biggest position of need for the Commanders in 2025?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Defensive and offensive linemen.
What O-lineman do you want to replace?
It ain't the fact to replace it. It's making it better, okay? It ain't the replacing aspect. You got guys on the team that can still be on the team, but do you believe that their offensive line was blocking that it's supposed to block against the Eagles?
No. I think okay? The Eagles are
so
also really
So it's not
good.
About replacing, dude. It's about improving. And let's be real. Every year, on teams that they win Super Bowls, sometimes that starting lineman is not there the next year. Somebody else comes in.
But so here's what I'm saying. It's easy to say. I think defensively, it's pretty obvious, especially if you look at the contract structure with Allen and Payne, frankly, that there could be changes there. They drafted Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd almost wonder, I'll pull the roster up. Like, I wonder if there's a D-end edge rusher under contract next year. I guess Javonte Jean-Baptiste, right?
How much did Dorrance? Dorrance didn't sign a one-year deal.
Dorrance got a three-year, but there's guaranteed money into the second year. That's one for sure. People listed as D-end. Farrell's on a one-year. Dorrance is on there. So how do they have the rest of these guys listed as linebackers? Fowler's a one-year. Luvu is not a traditional edge rusher, but he gives you good rush off the edge. Like, that's going to be a really interesting position. Because just from a numbers standpoint, you're going to have to replenish it. I think it's probably, as far as true edge rushers, it's Dorrance and JJB. Maybe there's somebody on IR that I'm not thinking about.
Because Fowler and what's called Fowler had one-year deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, F.A. was on the practice squad all year. He played for them previously, F.A. Obata.
Yep.
I don't know what his – I would imagine if he's not a free agent, there's certainly not guaranteed money there. I think if you look at the defensive poor performance in the run game throughout the season, you're probably looking to make some significant overhauls on the D-line. I thought John Allen played really well in the playoff run. Part of me does think he legitimately wants to stay here. But from a straight-up contract standpoint, you're looking at a $22 million cap hit where you could save $16 million. Like, at some point, the numbers start to dictate things.
Mm-hmm.
He missed, you know, most of the season. Payne might still have guarantees on there. Yeah, Payne still has.
Likely he does.
He has $9 million guaranteed. The money would be completely upside down on Payne. Now, he has a $26 million cap hit, but, like, I don't think they're going to, but if you were talking about a move there, it'd be a $26 million dead money hit to save $300,000, which just isn't going to happen. And, dude, I think Payne and Allen catch too much heat, and people want to, like, look at these graphs and statistics. I'm not saying either of those guys had their best year. Allen was hurt. I don't know that Payne did, and then Payne missed the Eagles game.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people throw way too much shade at those two.
People throw shade at the people with the highest draft position because, let's be real, they were promoted by their draft position for the longest, right?
Yeah.
And people didn't see that play. And the same thing is that they praise you about is what they're going to knock you about. If the guy was a fifth-round pick and came in and played great, they'll be like, oh, man, he was a fifth-round pick, like great player. But if he doesn't play well, what do they say? Oh, he was just a fifth-round pick. So when you're a first-rounder, you're going to get the love automatically because you are a first-rounder. And then when people don't feel that you're living up to what that position was,
right,
you'll get knocked because of that. You know, that's reality. So it's not like they're getting too much. That's the position you were picked in, and that's the expectation. Like you said, they went to the NFC Championship game this year. Next year, nobody's going to judge you off of winning 4 games. They're going to judge you off of winning 12 games. It's going the expectation changes.
Well, and next year.
And that's just real. That's not poking or throwing shade. That is reality.
Sure. I think because of where they draft, and it's pretty far back, you're probably taking – I don't want to say a project because there's good players all over the draft, but like if you're drafting in the bottom five of the NFL draft, you might not get like a finished product that could come in right away for you and play.
But what if?
So you're gonna have to sign somebody.
What if a guy is drafted that's a fourth round, the fifth round, the sixth rounder, and he comes and hits the ground running,
sure,
like a lot of people have done in this league? See, I could care less about the draft position,
yeah,
the round. We've seen our competition draft people in rounds after the first, and we can't block them, or we can't get past them. What Adam Peters has that capability. So dude, when you draft somebody, make sure they work. That's all that matters.
Yo, I'm scrolling through like just picks and everything now. So they have three top 100 picks, 29, 61, 79, then a big old drop. They don't pick again until almost 150.
Mm-hmm.
So they go 129, 229, 315. After the third round 15th overall pick, They don't draft again until the fifth round, ninth pick. Mm-hmm. That's a big old hole. Now, there moves. People are always kind of moving around, so you never know. I'm just scrolling through. Obviously, last year's draft, they got a ton of production from their rookies. Jaden, Johnny Newton, Sam are still at the top. Brandon Coleman started, 13 games? Mm-hmm. Luke McCaffrey at least contributed a ton. They didn't necessarily have a lot of offensive statistics, but he was on the field a lot.
Yep.
Yo, the 2023 draft, can you name the draft picks?
2023 was my man, 13, what was his name?
Forbes.
Forbes was number one.
The only person you got play, Quan Martin was the second round pick. Quan's been good.
And look at Quan's production this year compared to what he was under another coaching staff.
Just listen to this draft, though. They only had 7 picks. Forbes, Quan, Ricky Stromberg, Braden Daniels, KJ Henry, Chris Rodriguez Jr., Andre Jones Jr.
Chris and Andre are still here, which tells me they like something about those two.
Yeah, I mean, both were on the practice squad,
yeah,
elevated up and down. I don't know that Andre played. Did he this year?
I think he was dressed out one game.
Okay.
But I don't know if he played, but like.
Chris did.
What I know about Braden this team
Daniels
here,
pick, when they made that, was so awful, yeah, that they immediately had to invent an injury and put him on IR.
At least I know this.
KJ Henry might be on a practice squad somewhere.
This coaching staff keep people around who they think could possibly help them.
And the flip side?
The other people
they
kept
cut
people
guys that,
that they drafted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, I just, look, man, I watch Coach Gibbs, I watch Andy draft people in later rounds than the first round. And the guys were big pieces and parts of the team. I also watch a lot of people come in here and pick the first rounders. And we all automatically gave them all the love in the world. And there were people that were drafted after them that was kind of playing a little better. But they never got that love. Whoever they draft, whatever round it is, I hope the hell that person could play.
I know for sure. I don't disagree with that. It's just remarkable. When you talk about the lack of depth or, you know, need to rebuild the O and D lines, like the drafts under Ron were just so awful for a series of years. It's just hard. It's kind of like hard to fathom. Dude, I mean, look at the 22 draft. The first two rounders, one was traded before the season, one was cut in season, Jahan and Fedarian. B-Rob contributed. Percy's a contributor. Yep. Sam Howell's in Seattle. Cole Turner's on the practice squad. Chris Paul, I don't think, started a game. I mean, he was kind of your ninth offensive lineman. Sip Holmes wasn't on the roster. Go back a year prior, Jamin was released in season. Cosby got a contract extension. St. Juice was on the roster. Diami had a good year, finally. Bates had a good year. Forrest kind of backtracked. Cam Cheeseman was a drafted long snapper. William Bradley King. Shaka Tony was suspended from the league for gambling.
Wait. That name again, Cheeseman?
Yeah.
We drafted that dude. What round we drafted him in?
Fifth. Maybe sixth. They traded up to get him.
Yeah, I remember that. See?
Nice fella.
That's the kind of things I'm not even worried and concerned about anymore. Bad picks like that.
Antonio Gandy-Golden was a fourth-round pick.
Who?
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to talk a little Terps hoops in advance of tonight.